For so many of us, Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without the prawns. This festive season, Australians are again set to dig into millions of kilograms of the crustaceans. But some scientists are urging a rethink, claiming the latest research shows crustaceans are sentient and can feel pain, distress, and fear. Professor Cullen Brown is from Macquarie University's School of Natural Sciences.
Good morning, Barbara.
Tell me a little of this research about what prawns and other crustaceans feel.
Well, I think this is really the sort of, I guess, the pinnacle of what's been going on for the last 20-odd years. There's been a huge amount of research over that period of time, mostly at the UK and Ireland. And basically, they've shown that the behaviour and intelligence of decapod crustaceans, oddly enough, the research has mostly been done on hermit crabs, but that's basically come to the conclusion over many years that they are sentient, which basically means they have the capacity to feel things, good things and bad things, and their behaviour is reasonably sophisticated, and that includes having things like nociceptors, which are the nerve endings that detect painful stimuli, and then they respond to those in similar ways to us.
And so even the prawns that we eat at Christmas feel things?
Yeah, that's right. So decapod crustaceans is the group of crustaceans that has been singled out by researchers around the world as possibly being sentient. And it just so happens that they happen to be the group of crustaceans that we eat. Things like lobsters and prawns and Moreton Bay bugs and all the sorts of things that one would normally eat during Christmas, there's a very good chance that they are sentient and therefore can and feel pain and suffer like the rest of the vertebrates.
Do they form relationships?
They can and they do, and which is kind of interesting as well. But the most of the work that, as I mentioned, has been done on hermit crabs, and what the research really shows there is that they make decisions based on, you know, the risk that they might encounter a painful stimuli, or they make trade-offs and based on, you know, whether they want something and they're willing to pay pain in order to get it. So access to food or a better shell or things like that, which are the sorts of things that these crustaceans in particular really like.
Now, of course, we or many Australians eat many other sentient beings. Mm-hmm. So what do we do with this information? Should we not be eating them? Should we only be eating specific types of prawns?
Well, it's just like anything else, you know, it's a value decision. But at the end of the day, if they are sentient, then what we really need to be doing is reducing suffering. And that includes pain and stress, anxiety, and those sorts of feelings that these animals may well have. That doesn't mean you shouldn't eat them. It just means that we need to treat them far better. And in this instance, what we really need to do is ensure that when we are killing them, that we do it in a humane way. And that often involves stunning them in some way before they are killed. And that often just doesn't happen.
Would you like to see law changes to make sure it happens?
Well, we kind of already have law changes. So after a 2021 report from the London School of Economics and Political Sciences led by Jonathan Birch, the UK changed its legislation under the 2021 Act. And it basically said that they recognised that animals, including cephalopods, which are things like squid and octopus, as well as decapods, are sentient. And the ACT already recognises that in their Animal Welfare Act. And New South Wales is a little bit different. This is a state-by-state thing. In New South Wales, they're listed under the Act, but it's only in a retail venue. So if you're go to a fishmonger, for example, and they have a live animal and they kill it for you, they must do it in a prescribed way. But if you're a person on the street, then there are no rules and regulations about that. And that obviously has to change. So some of the legislation will have to catch up to the scientific reality.
One-word answer. Cullen Brown, are you eating prawns this Christmas?
I rarely eat prawns, but if I do, I'll try and source them in from a sustainable and hopefully welfare orientated